Well, to Auckland Airport now, which was extensively flooded in Friday's deluge, leaving passengers stranded both in the terminal and around the world. Chief Executive Kerry Horihanganui is with us now. Kia ora and welcome, Kerry.
Morena, Catherine.
How did the airport fare overnight then? Fortunately, the rain not quite as heavy as anticipated, but still plenty. And how did it hold up?
Yeah, well, I certainly was out here early this morning. I wanted to drive around the wider airport. The roads here are well, walked through the terminal. We operated as normal overnight, which was great. But there were obviously the road closures that have been talked about already, State Highway 20A. So getting to the airport has been challenging, but operations normal. We still have just over 40 people that were in the airport overnight, and a lot of that is still an impact of the Friday event. And then also we've had, you know, staff impacted again, like many Aucklanders that were, for some of them, it's the second time after Friday's event. So we continue to support, obviously, our staff and other partners around the airport as well.
So with that road, and we've seen the flooding on some of the motorways this morning, with that road situation, have people been getting to the airport and missing flights, or just what's happening?
Well, this morning in the terminal, it was what I wouldn't have had visibility of, Catherine, would be people that have potentially not made it in time to check in, but certainly it was operating as normal. The check-ins for the international flights was operating as normal. There were routes to come to the airport, but it was that between Queenstown Road and Neilson that was particularly the issue, but that was clearing by about 8 o'clock. It was one lane was open.
You were prepared for the worst last night, I think. Sandbags and sucker trucks, the works. Just what scale of preparation did you have?
Yeah, well, we wanted to ensure, certainly based on the forecast and learnings from Friday. So, yeah, we had 600 sandbags across both the domestic and international terminal, those pump trucks that we talked about. We had staff and contractors on standby in the event that we needed help clearing things. Plus, actually, just that welfare piece, Catherine, in case there was an issue of staff and passengers being stranded at the terminal. So we had, you know, over 1,000 blankets. We have stretchers, snacks, water, etc. So thankfully, we didn't need to use those last night.
What of people getting away on time to flights this last 24 hours and over the next 24 hours? Do you still have some people stranded there? Were some stranded there overnight?
Yes, there were some, just as for some, their rebookings out of Friday's event might be that they are, you know, that they couldn't get a flight until today or tomorrow. So there is, as I said, around 40 that are still impacted by Friday's event. As far as the airport's operations itself, you know, we've had on average, I think it was 20,000 on the Sunday international when we opened, and then it's been averaging 26,000 each day since then, which is really largely operating as normal. That lead up to Christmas, the 23rd of December was our busiest day, and we had 26,000. So if that gives, you know, some idea of things that are largely back operating to what they were previously.
What is the status of the badly impacted international terminal?
Well, that's something, I mean, again, probably we've had customers and suppliers saying, well, it looks largely normal, and it does when you walk in, but things like circuit boards and electrical componentry was impacted with flooding. So escalators, lifts, you know, baggage equipment, refrigerators and staff rooms, etc. So really we're working through and going through the exercise of assessing the damage, repairing, and in some instances replacing. We will need to, just like many of the homes that have been flooded, you know, we are going to need to pull out and replace carpet, walls or gym board, etc. So, you know, I do expect the remediation to be going on for quite some time, but we'll be doing that on the basis of maintaining operations.
And obviously with electronics, you've had carousels affected, kiosks affected. Are any of those back up and running?
Yes, actually, the teams have done a phenomenal job as far as working 24/7 since the event occurred to get those things back on track. We don't have 100% capacity across all of our lifts, for example, and escalators, but a fair few of them are up and running, which is fantastic. Things like the baggage systems, that's a combination of the systems. Each day they are bringing more online, which is fantastic, but it is quite honestly also a credit to Auckland Airport, Air New Zealand, and ground handlers. There's quite a bit of manual intervention that's going into this so that we can keep people moving and getting them to their destinations.
So if the flights are looking like they're back to normal, I'm just interested if there is a backlog that the airlines are endeavouring to clear and whether that is affecting you. I was reading Air New Zealand had borrowed a Singapore Airlines A380 to try and get its passengers home from Singapore. 9,000 passengers overall have been affected by the shutdown. But in Singapore, passengers were told there were going to be few available seats until the end of this month, right? So another month away. Are we seeing some extra flights, extra demands on the airport as that backlog tries to be cleared, or is Singapore the main impact? I think, was it Kuala Lumpur might be another that had been impacted.
Yes, there certainly is that ripple effect that has come out of the weekend's events and the updates we are getting from airlines. So we engage multiple times a day as far as operational meetings to understand if airlines are wanting to bring in additional capacity. And that's a standard operating procedure at any time. Airlines can request that and ensuring that not only you've got slots available at the airport, but also relevant ground handling staff. So we're working through those. We are seeing airlines putting on additional flights. Other airlines have capacity on their existing schedule, so they're using that. I think Air New Zealand, you're right. They've stated publicly that they had about 9,000 customers impacted. They've indicated they're down to probably 10 to 15% of that left to still reaccommodate. But what I haven't had an update from them on just would be the time frame of when they hope to have solved that, so to speak. But I certainly know from what I'm seeing and hearing, they're working incredibly hard.
So as of today, advice to domestic and indeed to international travellers who have flights booked today, tomorrow, the next day, what do they need to think about?
Well, certainly as far as we are open for business, number one, that things are operating clearly. We would encourage them to check and ensure that it's safe to travel. So things like Waka Kotahi, roads and otherwise. We will, as would airlines advise if there were significant changes to the operations of the airport, and airlines would advise if they were changing their flights. We do probably, though, call out that we encourage and ask only those passengers that have confirmed and scheduled flights come to the airport, just to minimize unnecessary congestion, as we are trying to get this recovery underway and reconnect customers with their end destination.
Look, it was an extraordinary event. I can't think of the airport terminal being impacted quite like this in recent memory, that's for sure. But there was plenty of criticism that first night, in particular from passengers, including things like the PA system telling passengers not to leave the terminal all the way through till about 4:45 a.m. I think it's been reported to us, an announcement coming that everyone must leave the building. So look, that sounds like a situation that unfolded that simply had not been optimally prepared for. And have lessons been learned from, yes, an extreme event, but one that can happen?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Certainly, Catherine, that initial flooding as it was arising, kind of safety first and managing the risk of getting passengers to the second level, those things was absolutely the core focus of that. We did have PAs and were advising people to stay in situ in the terminal because there was flooding in the forecourt or that area just outside the terminal as far as where you pick up and drop off. And we wanted to ensure safety. We didn't ask customers to leave the terminal. We were happy to provide them. What we did ask, though, is that by that point in time, early in the morning on the Saturday morning, it was clear that airlines weren't going to be departing because of the significance. And so as airlines started cancelling their flights, we did request that they go what was airside or having been cleared by customs and border to depart, to come back and arrive back into New Zealand, so to speak, from a border processing perspective. But we weren't asking them to leave the terminal. It was just that element of if their flights weren't leaving, we needed to work alongside border agencies and airlines in that kind of security and clearance perspective of airside versus landside. But it was busy, Catherine. We had across the domestic and international terminal that first night 2,000 stranded travelers, and certainly I feel for them. None of them would have planned or preferred that to happen. We were able the second night, that was down to about 400, and then the third night it was less than 50. But we and we still do have those 40 or so that we are looking after until they can be reaccommodated.
I think it was in the domestic terminal that this particular event happened, and it seemed to be a matter really of whether security protocols held or other protocols held, and it did seem to be a stressful event for those who were experiencing it, as I'm sure it was also for the staff. But thank you very much for that update. Much appreciated. Kerry Horihanganui is the Chief Executive of Auckland Airport.